Last 2 days I've been a little bit laxed on bringing about the feeling of the $3.6 million. Now, you know, I knew I had to let go a little bit and not quite push so hard, but, you know, there is a hard balance because I notice now I'm laxing back even more, you know, and it's this morning I kind of went, well, I should sit down and really bring up a strong feeling for it. And at the same token, I didn't really want to. There's something else I wanted to do instead. So it's a tough choice because, one, I know that at a certain point I do have to let it be a little bit, you know, not push every single day as fully or as hard to get the feeling, and maybe in between allow a day or two of just experiencing without the pushing, maybe just hanging on to the feeling without really working hard at it. Because if you think about it, that's our work right now, and we're putting a lot of work and a lot of energy into experiencing the 3.6 million, which then we, in a sense, are opening our heart area, that energy source is flowing through, creating it, also by making sure we experience the feeling and have it, we begin to vibrate in regarding with abundance of that money, and we can draw it to us. So one, it can be created, and two, it can be brought into our experience. Now, if it was already here, we would be experiencing it, but not pushing ourselves to experience that experience, in a sense. So there is a little bit, I don't know the word for it, you know, it's because you're kind of pushing it in place rather than it just being there. But I find if you just try to let it just be there, it will just melt away, because the next thing you know, you start thinking about other things and old patterns come back. And that's where it's kind of tricky, because there comes a point where if you get far enough of the feeling, it basically stays with just a little bit reinforcement. But until you're there, you very easily slip back into the old groove. And we're at that point right now where generally myself and a lot of people will just not necessarily give up, but just kind of let go, which is the same as giving up. And they, we inside go, oh, there's nothing showed up yet. Maybe all this pushing and working so hard is really of no value. Maybe I'll just sit back and see what happens and slowly let it go, you see. Then we flip back into our old pattern of feeling and thinking. Not right away, but it's a slow process over a couple of weeks. Our thinking pattern towards money goes back to the old way. And then we're right back where we were. What happens then sometimes is all the work we've been doing sort of catches up. And things come in like more income, a raise, a better job. We win some money, receive some money. Who knows what? But something regarding money does open up. But now we're back already in the old pattern of thinking. We don't really notice it as much. It's not, it doesn't really have the strength in our feeling because we've slipped back to the old pattern, you see. Had we still been working on it, we would say, oh, look, now there's more evidence coming. Now we're really starting to see something substantial. And we really would be bringing out that feeling, because that in itself would help to enlarge the feeling, which then would help to bring in even more. So it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But if we let go and slack off, it does exactly the opposite. So a while later something happens, but we don't pay so much attention to it. We slip back in our old pattern. We go, yeah, that's fine, a little extra income. Or end up spending it on other stuff. And off you go. It is something I feel that needs to be guarded against. We've made a commitment to do this, and we gotta stay with it. And not for a week, a month. I think you just stay with it. See, again, I thought about, you know, changing to something else, and at times I think it would be a good idea, but I just feel if I do that, I will slowly slide back to my old thinking patterns about money. And I really like my new feelings about money. There's a whole new atmosphere with it. And yes, there isn't a... Well, I don't know if there's any coming in a sense, any extra yet. But there's something happening which can't really be proven, can't really point it out. It's like my money has expanded a bit. Seems to be going further. I don't seem to need as much to do whatever I normally do. Now, I know that's not really evidence, but if you experience it, you kind of know it's there. Yeah, you can't really point at it. When you point at it, it's like it vanishes. It's like you see something out of the corner of your eye, but when you go look, it's gone, of course. So, you know it's there, but you can't look directly at it. There's lots of other little things happening. That just gives me indication that I'm on the right track. And of course, it really comes back to this, doesn't it? I choose to believe this. Because again, some things are just worth believing in, and I have to have something to believe in. You know, otherwise I just become a balloon that just floats around. This gives me a direction, something to look forward to. It gives me an idea that I will find the power inside of me, how to open the door, create more of what I want. And I'm just going to stick with it because I see no other direction better than this at the moment. And this has made me feel good, making me feel better every day. And I feel things are happening. Now there's little things. Parking again. Yesterday we went out and went downtown to this little 50s restaurant. It's like a little diner where you have burgers. And I just wanted to go there because I love those little 50s diners, you know, with the rock music and the little stools, and I don't know, it just makes me feel good when I'm there. And I happen to like burgers. So we went there, and parking, of course, is downtown there is a real problem. But I thought, well, what the heck, I'll just drive down the street. Right in front, right on the front door, there's parking. Now, we've had this little parking thing going on for a little over a week now. Again, you know, you can say coincidences, whatever. Regardless, there it is. Now, while I was in the restaurant, something interesting happened. As a woman came in with two kids. And, you know, they don't have much money. And the kids were asking for some food, I think it was toast. And she didn't have the money for that. It was a really, really hot day. They came in to get something to drink because downtown, I mean, if you're thirsty, there's no place to get any water. There's no water taps, there's no nothing. So anyway, she steps in, they sit down, and she tells her kids, no, no, we can't eat, we can't afford that. The guy in the restaurant gave the one kid that wanted toast. He gave him toast. The other kid wanted some french fries. He brought this great big huge plate of french fries out. and just said, don't worry about it. And it was just a very nice gesture. You know, there was, it was just done, period. Very quietly, very respectfully, just a gift. The thing is, I had a total deja vu. I mean, it's like even this morning, I have seen this scene before, exactly the way it comes down. It's like a double film. I just watched a double film twice, or watched the same film twice. You know, this is, well, it's hard to describe, but in the past of my work, what I've done with my lottery when I was working very hard to find the correct answers to the sports lottery, I would see things like that happen. Because, of course, at that time I was mentally traveling into the future to see how the game would turn out so I could bet on it and make my money. Anyway, during all that time, the meditation, the relaxing, the creating money and all the other stuff I was doing, in a sense, because I was also trying to change my attitude about money at that time and about abundance and so forth, same as we are doing now, but in different ways. But I saw things like that happening, more so. So again, I'm using these things as little signposts saying you're on the right track. Something is happening. You may not see all the physical manifestations of it yet, but something's happening. So I continue on with this and try to believe. Try to believe. You see how I say that? I try to believe, because, again, I go back and forth a little bit. And I think we all do that, and it's really an honest thing. See, we swing back and forth. And in time, given a little longer, I believe that the pendulum will swing more to the side we want, and then a little more to the side we want. And all of a sudden it stays there. See, before, when we started, let's say the pendulum was all the way on the left side, on the lack of abundance. So now we've worked it and we're in the middle swing, where we're feeling half the lack, half the positive, and back and forth. So I think we need to keep going till we sit, in a sense, on the right side. And I mean, I'm just making an analogy here, so. See, this is where believing in something, anything that motivates you forward, is a good thing and a positive thing. Even if it's not necessarily all correct, at least if it creates a forward motion, it's accomplishing something. If we believe in something that holds us in exactly the spot where we are, well, then it's questionable, unless the person wants to stay exactly where they are. In other words, same place to live, same kind of car, same income. And for some people, that's very acceptable. I know someone like that. He drives the same kind of car for 25 years. Exact same car, same model. That's his thing. Works at the same job 25 years. See, some people prefer to have this, whatever this may be, and just hang on to that. And if that's the case, well, that's good. They even prefer to have their income at a steady rate, where they know what they're going to get this year, next year, and they would prefer not to mess with that in any form or manner. And again, that's fine. Each individual needs to choose for themselves what they want. Now, regardless of that, there's still going to be some things they want. And if, let's say you're that person and there's something you want, well, you just pick it and do exactly what we're doing with it. It doesn't have to be money. It doesn't have to be anything. It could be a pair of shoes, you know, or a rare pair of shoes, a rare piece of furniture, whatever, anything. I think back years ago, I mean, I'm talking many years, sometimes people called me a dreamer, but dreamer or not, right now, I'm actually living what I was dreaming. I mean, I have the lifestyle I was dreaming about, and what people at that time considered impossible from, you know, where I was standing. I mean, it was just out of reach and not even really realistic. And yet, in a sense, here I am, reaching for more, reaching even higher. Despite all the doubts, we have to decide and hold on to that decision whether we're going to keep going or not. I think we're going to keep going. I flipped over my card yesterday, you know, the little card with the picture of a house on one side, and there's the car and the picture of a house on the other side. And I looked at it real quick. Just kind of glanced at it for a few minutes. And just something said that you don't have to work hard to get this car. It will come. Because what we're doing, in a sense, is opening that doorway. The doorway to the ability to create experiences, what we want to experience in life, and all the manifestation that is required to do so. So that's really what we're working on, more so than the 3.6 million. We're just using the 3.6 million as a focus to learn to create. And again, I thought, well, maybe I should pick something small. But see, then you start all over again. You pick something small, it gets here, and then you have to pick something else. And in the process of actually learning it, going through the feelings of, well, doubt and all that other stuff, I think it's better when you reach for something larger, just to learn it at least. Then, when you get a good grip of this, reaching down for something smaller to create, like a car, a pair of shoes, who knows, whatever, furniture, couch, a new apartment, I think that will come much easier. It's sort of like training for a 10-mile run, knowing full well that in the future you will be joining many 2-mile runs. Of course, if you're training for a 10-mile run and joining 2-mile runs later, they will become much, much easier because they're only a fifth of what you're used to doing. So, in a sense, this is what we're doing. We're reaching out for something a little larger, stretching ourselves, pushing ourselves a little bit, finding our weakness, pulling out our doubts. See, when you stretch, when you reach out, you find your limitations. You find your resistance. When you do the little things, that stuff does not show up very well. You don't see all the resistance you have and everything else. Okay, this is pretty neat. We're 5 feet away from a big deer, a buck with huge horns. We're close enough, I could literally spit on him. And he's just looking at Rudy and I. See, that's the funny thing, when I go in the woods, I talk like this, and I'm talking. He can hear me, he's looking right at me. It seems to, I don't know, it just creates a calmness. Again, Is that a signal I'm on the right track? I believe so. Because deer come about, but they usually don't stay here this long. He's still standing there, looking at us with interest. Again, I do believe we're on the right track, because as I do this, the heart center opens, the love flows out, the energy flows out, the vibration is right, and we attract wonderful things to us. All the things we've thought about that we want, in a sense, I believe, will begin to flow towards us without us even focusing on them anymore. Because in a sense, we've already asked for them. Now we're just allowing them to come in, to show up in our lives. And I think that is what will happen before a lot of the money even shows up. I believe that a lot of these little things that we've asked for in the past, you know, right down to the shoes we want, an apartment we want, perhaps a job we wanted, friends we wanted, relationship we wanted, cars we wanted, vacations, holidays, all the little things we've asked for, even magazines we've asked for, computers, TV, stereos, all kinds of stuff. I think that they will slowly start to show up as we continue with exactly what we're doing. I think little by little, these things will show up, and in a sense, we'll probably hardly even notice it, but we should pay attention to it. We should keep an eye out for it when it comes. Not so much look for it beforehand, because if we look for it beforehand, then we're actually noticing the stuff not there, and our focus is on the stuff not being there. But as it comes in, as it's there, we should pay attention to it. So we'll see what happens, in a sense, but that's what I believe, because as we're creating with the money, we're stretching and really pushing ourselves, same as a marathon runner would. And by that, focus being on there, we open up to any resistance we have, doubts, and really bring them out to the surface. And if you've been reading along, I think you can see and notice day to day, page to page, how much resistance and doubt and fear and all kinds of stuff comes up. All kinds of it. That wouldn't be coming out to this degree if I wasn't pushing, you know, to really feel, really experience the 3.6 million already being here, sitting right in my account. So today, this morning, I will let go a little bit, because I have something else to do now, but I have made in my head a commitment to this afternoon spend an hour or an hour and a half, whatever it takes to bring about an expanded feeling of having that 3.6 million sitting in the bank account.